Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have a very special guest, Norma Yeager, who in 1962 was the first woman stockbroker to be registered with and walk the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Prior to this, women were not permitted, and she demanded equal pay for equal work and got it even before equal pay was a catchphrase, as it is today. Norma is author of the upcoming book, Breaking Down the Walls, which she most certainly did. Welcome, Norma.
Good morning. How are you, Stacey? I should say good afternoon to you.
I'm in California. Oh, yes, I'm doing well. I'm excited to talk with you. You are most certainly a pioneer on Wall Street. Now, how has the women's movement changed since you took your first steps onto the floor of the exchange?
Well, you know, 50 years ago, women couldn't even own their own bank accounts or investment accounts. And today, women have evolved in becoming CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. They're in the investment industry and trading and analysis and other brokerage firms. They're on TV and radio and in every aspect of our society. This level of involvement for women really was considered impossible during my time. We need to keep our cultural revolutions going. It is important that no one be handicapped for who they are.
Absolutely. Now, here's a question for you. Back in the 60s, when you did first break down those walls in the financial industry and Wall Street and the exchange, what was the male reaction to you on the floor?
It was very negative. It took us about a month and a half to 2 months to get the Board of Governors of the New York Stock Exchange to permit me to join my class of trainees onto the floor of the exchange. That was all part of my training, and they refused to allow a woman on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. It was just not their custom, and they did not want to break custom. But finally, my instructor was very forceful as a major brokerage firm. He insisted that the full class, including me, had to be on the floor of the exchange. And finally, I got permission to do so.
This reminds me of the Augusta National, right? The golf club. Recently, and how they were still abiding by their old rules and customs of a male-only club.
That's correct. Not only do they have them now, but they also have male clubs that don't permit women to eat in their dining rooms. They have a special ladies' dining room to the side. And that was offensive to me at the time. My class was going to a meeting at one of the major men's clubs on Wall Street, and they were having a speaker that we were invited to, and they insisted that I eat in the ladies' dining room. And I said, if I'm here with the class, I refuse to sit anywhere but with them. Unfortunately, the entire group had to sit in the ladies' dining room, and they were not very happy.
No. Well, they may not have been happy, but at least you had their support, right? I mean, in the end, it seemed like you had their support. Now, as you know, you've, of course, through the years, the decades that have gone by now, and you're seeing all of these other opportunities, of course, like you just mentioned, do you feel that women today, young women, are leveraging these opportunities, that they're taking advantage of the opportunities that they have now that women didn't have back in the 60s, or do you feel as if some of them are being wasted?
Well, you know, you have to have self-confidence. And one of the big problems that women had in my time was they didn't believe they could do it. They were told they couldn't do it, and they accepted that. And I think today women are feeling better. They're better educated. They have the determination and the ambition to move forward. And doors are opening to them. I mean, look at all the women that are in industries that were unheard of for women at that time. I mean, they deliver FedEx packages and UPS packages. They're driving buses. They're airline pilots. They're doctors and lawyers. I mean, there are opportunities. The first thing you need to do is have confidence that you can do the job. Obviously, you're not going to take a job you cannot do, so you seek one that you have the education for and go for it. I mean, don't take no for an answer. If no is not an answer, find a way to do it. There is a way. And one way doesn't do it, find another. Just don't give up, because it's difficult. You know, it's a competitive world, even now, for women against women. So you need to, move forward and fight for what you want. That's how I got my equal pay. My manager came to me and he said, you know, we've never hired a woman before and we don't know what to pay you. So I looked at him shocked and I said, I'm part of a class. What are you paying everybody else? Well, they're men. They have different expenses. I said, look, I'm coming to work because I need to work. I'm not coming to work to play. And if you're paying them their money for their travel and for their family needs, I said, I have the same expenses, only one better. I have to hire a wife.
Yeah.
Well, he was shocked. He didn't think about that.
Oh, he's like, well, yeah, I guess so. Oh, that's so funny. Now, Norma, you're talking about the confidence that you need. Now,
Yes. What
other, besides confidence, what are some of the other traits that make for a successful career in a male-dominated field? Let's say sports media, because that has been opening up a lot for women.
Well, there too, with sports media, you have to know your industry. I mean, if you're going to get into sports, you have to be thoroughly educated in what went on in the sports field. You have to be up on the news. You have to know the histories. You have to know the people. You have to. You just don't walk into a job and say, I can be in sports media. You need to know what's all going on all about that industry. So you have to learn first. Learn your industry. Know what you're doing. I mean, I had to go through a whole training program before I could sit down and approach a client. It's the same thing in any industry. Learn the industry. Learn what your job is. And then the doors will open a little bit better, but you do have to fight for those doors. I mean, you have to go in there and say, you know, I'm thoroughly educated in this field, and give me an opportunity. And you're going to find a lot of people say no, but one of these days the door will open, and that's what you need to fight for. As you say, they're now opening more for sports media for women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now what other advice would you give a young businesswoman today, or just a young woman, again, looking to get into a career that might be in a field that is dominated by men?
Just because it's dominated by men doesn't mean that the woman is not capable of doing it, and you have to let them know so. One of my advice is you don't come forward as a woman pushing your femininity. You are a woman. You should dress properly. You should not make yourself outstanding with over makeup and overdress and over, you know, constantly trying to be too feminine. Men are taken back by that. You're not there to be a sexy woman. You're there to be a working woman. And so my advice is be very careful when you walk into an interview that you are dressed properly. You don't want your hair looking, overdone, and you don't want the skirt's too short, and you have to look like you're going into business. That's what you're going to do that day. You're going into business, and you have to sell yourself like anything else. You have to go in there and sell yourself. It's not an easy thing to do, but the confidence, the self-confidence will show if you're in an interview. So the first thing you need to do is love yourself and be comfortable with yourself and have the confidence and the determination to constantly move forward.
Well, Norma, you've given us a lot to chew on, a lot of good information, and coming from someone, again, such a pioneer in the Wall Street and the financial industry for women, Norma Yeager. So thank you so much for being here, Norma, and you all can read her upcoming book, Breaking Down the Walls. Please check out her website, normayager.com, to keep tabs on that. That's Norma, N-O-R-M-A, Yeager, Y-A-E-G-E-R, normayager.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Stacey.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers that could be perfect for you. Till next time.